Chapter 23. When you set to eat with a ruler, consider diligently him that is before you, and put a knife to your throat, if you be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his delicacies, seeing they are deceitful food. Weary not yourself to be rich. Cease from your own wisdom. Will you set your eyes upon it when it is nothing? Certainly it makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies towards heaven. Eat you not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire you his delicacies. For as he thinks within himself, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel which you have eaten shall you vomit up, and loose your sweet words. Speak not in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Remove not the ancient landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their cause against you. Apply your heart to instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Withhold not correction from the child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart be wise, my heart will be glad, even mine. Yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak right things. Let not your heart envy sinners, but be in the fear of Yahweh all the day long. For surely there is a reward, and your hope shall not be cut off. Hear you, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Be not among drunkards, among gluttonous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the gluttons shall come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father that begot you, and despise not your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not, wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he that begets a wise child will have joy of him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her that bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes delight in my ways. For a harlot is a deep ditch, and a foreign woman is a narrow pit. Yes, she lies in wait as a robber, and increases the treacherous among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek out mixed wine. Look not you upon the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Your eyes shall behold strange things, and your heart shall utter perverse things. Yes, you shall be as he that lies down in the middle of the sea, or as he that lies upon the top of a mast. They struck me, but I was not hurt. They beat me, but I felt it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again.